nailed onto a cross, perfect and blameless life, given a sacrifice. Thank you. grace folds down and covers me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Amazing love, now flowing down from hands and feet that were nailed to the tree.
Righteousness, God, with your grace, Lord, that you've poured out amazing things and given to us. God, you are so good. Lord, we worship you. God, we give you of our whole selves, God, our whole hearts. God, we love you, our whole heart, God, our whole mind, our whole body, God, our strength, everything that's in us. Lord, we love you tonight, God. You are worthy of all the praise tonight, God. I thank you so much that you are here, Lord, that you bless us and that you are real, God. There is no one like you. There's no one like you, God, and we love you for that, God. You're good, in Jesus' name, amen. I just want to share with you guys a word about tithe and offering and just about, like, how we love God in that way, and not just with music, but with the things that we have in our whole hearts and our everything. And we know, of course, we talk about it all the time every week. Obviously, you know, tithe, 10% offering, it's something, you know, God commands of us in love because he wants to bless us, because he is good. And so with that in mind, 15:22 says, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. And just keeping that in mind, that God, even though it's something that he asks of us to do, it's out of obedience, and we come here and it's all about always laying it down and giving him our all and just getting into worship and giving him our whole heart, and we want to sacrifice it all, and God, I'll do anything, I'll go anywhere. But he says, that's great, what about obeying me? And that's so key in this, and it's with a heart, it's the heart that matters. It's how we obey him, it's how we lay it down and how we sacrifice to him. That's what he takes delight in. And just over a little bit in 16:7, pardon me, I'm a bit of a teacher, says, the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And so when we are obedient to bring him our money, the first things, the 10%, and then over and above, because we just love him and want to sacrifice because he is good, because he sacrificed for us, keep in mind that it's out of love that we're doing it for him. It's out of love that he did it for us. And having a heart that's desiring to worship him and desiring to love him in that way. So let's pray and just give God that, whatever it might be. God, we love you. God, you are good. God, you are faithful. God, we give to you and you pour out a million times more in so many ways. And Lord, I pray that you would bless our hearts as we come and give. Lord, that we would give cheerfully and love you with this. God, here is a piece of my love for you tonight, God, that you would be blessed by it. God, let your heart be blessed and let you, God, may you be honored and glorified in the way that we live, sacrifice, give, and obey. God, because you are good and you are worthy, and we give it to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Come and give with your whole heart.
Let's just close our eyes for a moment here. You can just keep playing that piano a little bit. Just go ahead and close your eyes. Everybody in the room here. I just want you to imagine just yourself before Jesus. I just want you to imagine that in his presence is just the fullness of his joy. All of your sins, all of your failures, everything you've ever just missed and wish you did but didn't, his grace, it covers all that. He can't see it anymore. All that is forgotten. It's cast into the sea of forgetfulness because his grace, it just covers you. Not because you earned it, but because he loves you. And I just want you to imagine standing before Jesus and just knowing that his grace just covers you. And I just want you to just pray a simple prayer to him from your heart of thanksgiving. God, thank you. Jesus, thank you for calling me by name. Thank you for choosing me, for knowing me, for loving me. As I was just a sinner and I was lost and I didn't know you and I was an enemy to you at times, God, your grace was big enough for me. God, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I want to be sincere. Just take a couple minutes. Be sincere. Just thank him with your lips, not just with your mind, your whole life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Condition, and that is that if you're here tonight and you don't know who God is, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the only things that you can live for are temporal. The only thing that you can live for, the Bible says, is the passing pleasure of sin, where it's fun now, but you get to pay later. Just charge it, the devil says. If you're here tonight and you know that you've lied, you've stolen, you've cheated, more than that, you know that when you go to bed at night, the only thing you're living for is just vanity. It doesn't matter, and you know it doesn't matter. You know your inside is just rotten, even if your outside looks pretty good. God came. He died your death for your sin because you offended God. And he said, if you will live for me, I will put my life in you and I will put eternity in your heart. If you're here tonight and the only thing you have to live for is temporal things that don't last, I want you to come forward tonight. I want you to meet with me. I want you to meet with another leader. You don't have to do it right now, but you need to do it tonight. There's nothing that this world has to offer that's worth your soul. There's nothing that this world has to offer that's worth you spending eternity in hell. There's nothing this world has to offer that's worth going to bed tonight the same person that you went to bed last night and hate. You know what I'm talking about. That's you. You know what it's like to lay in bed and there's no joy, there's no peace. You might have had fun today, but it doesn't last. It only goes skin deep. If that's you tonight, you've offended God. You've broken his law. You've broken his word. But he still paid the price for you to be right with him. And it's an awesome, awesome thing. So I think the worship team is going to play one more song. And if that's you tonight, I want to talk to you. One of our leaders want to talk to you. Other than that, you're welcome to stay and worship. You can head out if you need to. We love you tonight. Get into my pod. Our leaders here are amazing. They love you. Get in a small group of guys or girls and just get known and know them. It's good. Amen?
Amen.
Awesome. Let's worship. Thank you.
I just feel that the Spirit of God is wanting to encourage you today. And it's this, that you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to have some kind of title. You don't have to have some kind of special robe or ring or pair of shoes to do an act of righteousness, to just be a Christian. Come on. You want to live a life that's not satisfied? You just need to wake up every morning and live the way the Bible says you need to live. It's that easy. You get up every day this week and you do an act of righteousness, an act of kindness. You do something good. You obey. You respect. You honor. That's it. Come on, you don't have to look like somebody special. You don't have to have some kind of degree. You just need to get up today, tomorrow, man, and you just need to love somebody. You need to stop being disrespectful to your parents. You need to stop nagging on your little brother and sister. You need to stop stealing your older sister's shoes. Come on. Even if you're a guy. You just need to love somebody. You just need to love somebody. And I want to commission you this week. And if you want a blessing today, I just want you to lift your hands. I'm going to pray over you. I'm going to bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. You want a blessing? Lift up your hands. Come on. Don't miss your blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the power that, God, we inherit through Jesus Christ as sons of the kingdom, God, as seeds and just heirs of the kingdom through Adam and through Abraham. God, I thank you that you have blessed us. God, that you have given us power. God, as all power is under you, Lord Jesus, you've given it to us. God, to take dominion of the land. God, to just take souls for you. God, to take back our schools, to take back our city. God, we just claim them in the name of Jesus, God. Right now, I just commission this group here to go and be a blessing, to not be satisfied, to not be complacent, to not stand still, but to every day be in motion for your kingdom. God, to take out the enemies and the fiery darts of the enemy. God, to just take out those evil things and those evil plans that he has for this generation and for their friends and for their family. God, we pray that we be a generation of intercessors to stand in the gap for those that are lost and broken. This week, tonight, tomorrow, in Jesus' name, God, we're claiming South High School for you in the name of Jesus. God, that every member of this church that goes to South High School would be a light, would be a beacon, would be salt and light to that school. God, we're asking that service would come to know you. God, that every young man and woman and teacher and authority in that place would just be on their knees before you because of the men and women that are represented in this room, in Jesus' name. God, we just ask you for territory in every school. God, we ask you for territory in every family in the name of Jesus. Come on, stir up your faith. Come on, if you believe, you will receive. He gives you everything you ask for if you ask in his name. Come on, in Jesus' name, we're believing, God, for every family in this room, every sibling in this room. We call them into the kingdom in Jesus' name right now. Come on, stir up your faith in Jesus' name. Right now, I commission every believer in this place to be salt and light in their earth, in their world, God, in their spheres of influence. Right now, I commission them to be salt and light, to carry the fruits of your Spirit. Just simple kindness, love and joy and peace, patience that passes all understanding, God. Your love, your unconditional love. No matter what anybody does to them this week, God, they're going to choose the road of love. Father, bless them. Bless them as they came in. God, and I pray you'd bless them as they go out right now. God, you just bless them with just financial prosperity. Lord, you begin to pave the way for their finances. Lord, as they begin to prepare for jobs and moving forward in the economy of our nation, God, that you would set them forward. God, you would just let your hand of favor go before them. God, you would grow them in wisdom and in stature and in favor before you and before man. God, I'm asking you for divine opportunities and divine power to make money, to make wealth, to prosper, God, that everything they put their hands to would prosper. God, that all their relationships would prosper. Come on, don't give up. You want a blessing? Be serious. Let's go. Come on. There's a lot God can give you. You just got to be ready to receive it. God, I'm asking that, God, your favor would just rest upon this generation, God. God, you just bring unity among them. Lord, we love you today. We love you today. God, I just speak the Father's blessing over this group of young people now in the name of Jesus, God. And we send them to go. Go be a blessing. Be a light to the nations, God. Be a light to this city. Be a light to their schools. God, I'm asking for just miracles to take place this week. Come on, can we believe God for some miracles? I'm just going to encourage you young people that if God starts stirring your heart to pray for healing this week, I want you to lay hands on somebody and pray for healing. I don't care if it's in the middle of your school. I don't care if it's your locker room. If you feel God's calling you to share your faith with somebody, do it. If God's telling you to give away money, do it. God wants to just set a revival in this place. But it comes through your hearts of sacrifice. It comes through you not being satisfied. Amen? Come on, turn to somebody and give them a high five. Just do it, man. Come on. That's it. Something in that high-fiving. Praise God. That's it. Dude, hit that sucker. Now listen, I just kind of commandeered the end of your meeting, but I love you. You're a blessing. And don't forget that church starts at 10:30 on Sunday mornings too. Ah, yeah. I love to see you on Sunday morning. Praise God. I got a good message this Sunday. Come on. Come on. God is good. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.